Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Tangled Threat by Heather Graham. Performed by Eva Kaminsky. Prologue. The History Tree. They see her, the beautiful Giselle, when the moon is high in the sky. She walks these oak-lined trails and sometimes pauses to touch the soft moss that drips from the great branches, as if she reaches out for them to touch what is real. In life, she was kind and generous. She was beloved by so many. And yet, when brought so cruelly to her brutal and unjust death at the infamous History Tree, she cast a curse on those around her. Those involved would die bitter deaths as well, choking on their own blood, breath stolen from them as it had been from her, Mora Antrim said dramatically. The campfire in the pit burned bright yellow and gold, snapping and crackling softly. All around them, great oaks and pines rose, moss swaying in the light breeze. The moon overhead was full and bright that night, but cloud cover drifted past now and then, creating eerie shadows everywhere. It was a perfect summer night, and perfect for storytelling. She was glad to be there, glad to be the storyteller, and glad of the response from her audience. Mora's group from the resort, teenagers and adults alike, looked at her wide-eyed. She refused to smile. She wanted to remain grave, though she was delighted by the fascination of the guests assembled around her. She had been grateful and pleased to be upgraded to her position of storyteller for the Frampton Ranch and Resort, an enterprise in North Central Florida that was becoming more renowned daily as a destination. The property had been bought about 5 years back by billionaire hotelier Donald Glass, and he had wisely left the fire pit and the old riding trails as they were. The History Tree right where it grew, the ruins of the old plantation just as they lay. And amped up the history first, and then the legends that went along with the area. Mora wasn't supposed to be on tonight. She shared the position with Francine Renault, a longtime employee of Donald Glass's hotel corporation, probably second in command only to the main resort manager, Fred Bentley. The two of them were known to argue, but Francine stayed right where she was, doing what she wanted. Despite any arguments, Donald Glass refused to fire either Francine or Fred, who, despite his stocky bulk, moved around the resort like a bat out of hell, always getting things done. Fred Bentley had watched Mora at the start of the evening. She thought that he was smiling benignly, that he approved of her abilities as a social hostess and storyteller. It was hard to blame him for fighting with Francine. She was a difficult personality type at best. And sharing any job with Francine wasn't easy. The woman had an air of superiority about her, and a way of treating those she considered to be lesser employees very badly. Francine was in her mid-30s, and was a beauty, really, a platinum blonde, dark-eyed piece of perfection. And while Mora had turned 18, Francine considered all of Donald Glass's summer help annoying, ignorant children. The young adults, or camper summer help, were fond of gossiping. It was rumored that Francine once had an affair with Donald Glass, and that was how she held on to her position and her superiority. Glass was married. Maybe Francine was blackmailing him, telling him that if she wasn't given a certain power, she'd tell his wife, Marie. And Marie, or so rumor had it, could be jealous and very threatening when she chose to be. Hard to believe. In public, Marie was always the model of decorum, slim and regal, slightly younger than Donald, but certainly older than Francine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?